Hi, this is Scott with Android Guys. I'm here with Luke.
Hey.
Luke.
Yes?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing. At all.
Stuff.
Okay. Plenty.
Things.
Life. It is your turn.
Okay.
To share in a review.
Okay.
Do you have anything you could talk about?
I do. I have some headphones.
Okay.
We got the opportunity to review these earbuds from Edifier.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a couple other things with Edifier.
I did a speaker not
long
ago.
Yeah. These are their new W240TN.
Okay.
It's earbud style. These have active noise canceling. These things are great.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of headphones and earbuds and stuff come through here. But these are really quality for kind of the niche that they fit in the price point. So these have Bluetooth 5.3 a charging case, all of the normal things that you'll have in the headphones. The active noise canceling. It's got a charging case. It's I want to say it's a 20.
Looking for battery?
No, the driver size. I want to say it was like a 20.
Oh, let's see.
Millimeter driver, maybe not.
I'll pull it up while you're talking here.
But so they have water resistance. They are very comfortable.
Okay.
The it has a couple different ear tips that it comes with, depending on your ear size. But they are the ones we got are the white. They have a white and a black. But it's like a white ear tip with a white shell. And then the outside is like a silver or metallic looking circle.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not a tap control. It's an actual push button, which is really nice because you actually have some response.
Yeah.
You can feel when you're actually pausing something or answering a call or – you know, if you're double clicked to change a track, a lot of companies have moved towards that touch feel.
Yeah, I'm not really sold on that.
Yeah, because I feel like the touch is hit or miss.
Yeah.
Some companies do it really well, but other companies, it's am I tapping on the earbud? Am I tapping on the stem if there's a stem? Where exactly am I tapping? These have an actual tactile button.
Yeah.
Which is a really nice, it was a nice surprise. The other thing about these is you can wear one at a time if you want.
Yeah.
And you don't have to, some earbuds that we've used, you have to have both in.
Right.
For all or nothing. To function. This one's nice because you can pop in either left or right, whatever you want, and listen, but still have, you know, outside. Mm-hmm. If you're, you know, just listening while you're working or something, you can still hear if somebody's trying to ask you a question or something like that. The active noise canceling is fantastic. I used these when I was mowing and it cut out all of the mower noise, which was really nice because it's that's for me. I think that's kind of been my go-to test.
Dude, I was going to say the exact same thing.
Is if I can mow with them, they're doing a good job.
Yeah. I usually will test whether or not I have to turn them all the way up on the mower.
Right.
And then does the noise cancellation, it makes a big difference.
Yep.
Some of those.
Yep.
So I did look it up while you were talking. It's two drivers. One is a 10 millimeter and the other is a 6 millimeter.
Okay.
So you get 16 total.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, these sound great. They're, nice and robust sounding. They're not the most, dynamic that we've heard before. There is a little bit of kind of muddiness in the middle of the frequencies. But the highs are there, the lows are there. I would like maybe just a little bit more clarity if I was being really nitpicky, but for listening to a podcast or something, going to be no problem at all. Music sounds good. It doesn't sound terrible. It's just when you've heard better, you
sure
you know what you're missing. But these sound fantastic. And they super fast pair out of the box. And then whenever you're taking them out of the case, once you have them saved in your phone for profile, they pair really quick.
Okay.
Battery
water resistant.
They are water resistant. I want to say it's IP55. Mm-hmm. They have a 7-hour battery life for active noise canceling.
Okay.
And then there is a charging case, so you have a couple more charges in there. Get you another 14 hours.
Okay.
I want to say.
And then more if you're
and
not
then using. If you're not using the active noise canceling, obviously you have a little bit more.
Sure.
But yeah, these are really nice. And then price point wise, they come in.
Let's take a look.
Right at I wanted to say.
Do they have the shop? Yep. Okay. So these are the 240s.
Mm-hmm.
Let's learn more.
Yep.
Oh wow.
$79.99.
Okay.
So I wouldn't have blinked if it was 120
for price point. Yeah, I was expecting to see 99 to 130.
Yeah. But for $80, these are a really kind of a no-brainer if you're thinking of like, hey, I need some new headphones. Active noise canceling might be a nice thing to add. These are great for them, and they're really good build quality. Like I said, we've had experience with Edifier in the past.
Yeah.
It's a good quality product. USB-C charging.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's easy.
Yeah. Well, it looks like they're also available in black. And then I think on the one page, it showed them even with a blue.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I don't know if that's powder blue or what that is, but those are nice.
Yeah. It might be like a limited edition color.
That's pretty cool. So those are the W240TN.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly what those numbers signify in relation to the headphones themselves.
Yeah.
But they're great for a little earbud with active noise canceling. Fantastic. I rated them a 4.1.
Okay.
The only thing I think that stuck out to me, I mean, it's pretty much four across the board.
Mm-hmm.
The feature wise, just the fact that you can have one in, one out with the active noise canceling and the ability for the charging case. It just, they hit all the
tick all the boxes.
Tick all the boxes for me.
Okay.
But yeah, that's, you can get them from Edifier or, I believe on, Amazon, I think.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, that is the W240TN.
All right. Thanks, man.
No problem.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode of the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, feedback, concerns, comments, anything, shoot us an email at podcast@androidguys.com. We'd love to hear from you one way or the other. Luke, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Luke Gaul, G-A-U-L.
And I'm on Instagram at Scott Webster and Twitter as SWebster77. Until next time, thanks for listening.
See ya.